Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Have you ever been sitting there with your AI? Maybe you're trying to get it to summarize a big file you just grabbed, or, you know, check the latest stock price.
Oh, yeah. And then you just hit that wall, that familiar message. Sorry, I can't access that, or I don't have live internet access. It's so frustrating. It really feels like you've got this brilliant mind, this amazing chef, but they're stuck behind a velvet rope. You know, the AI is powerful, sure, but it's locked in. It can only work with the ingredients it already has. Basically, it's training data.
Exactly. And well, for a while now, the big question has been, how do we give these models safe, reliable access to the real world? Not just searching, but actually using the tools we use every day.
And that's precisely the problem the Model Context Protocol, MCP, is trying to solve. Think of MCP as like the standard rule book for how the AI talks to your tools. It's like setting up a really disciplined, smart team of helpers for the AI.
So today, we're going to do a deep dive into this MCP standard. Anthropic introduced it back in late 2024. We want to unpack what it actually is, understand why having a standard like this makes the whole ecosystem, well, cleaner.
Yeah, and we'll explore, what, 11 specific MCP servers? Show you how they're already connecting AI directly to things like GitHub, Notion, even specialized web scraping tools. It's pretty cool stuff.
Okay, so let's break MCP down simply first. It's a standard. A set of rules. Basically, a common language so any AI model can talk to outside tools, APIs, data sources safely. It's about standardizing integration.
Right, and that standardization is for the whole ecosystem. Mm. Before this, think about it. If a company wanted their app to connect to an AI, they had to build a totally unique custom plugin for every single AI model out there, which sounds like a nightmare.
It was a logistical nightmare for developers. So now, with MCP, they build just one standard interface,
right,
and any AI that understands the protocol can plug right in.
Okay, that makes sense. The complexity just kind of melts away.
Yeah.
Tools don't need all these unique connections. They just follow the MCP rules. Much cleaner, way faster integration. And what's really interesting is that MCP doesn't care which AI you're using. Claude, Gemini, some open source model. If it speaks MCP, it connects to the same universe of tools.
Okay, I see the benefit of being open. But is there a risk with standardization? Does focusing on one protocol maybe stifle innovation in what individual models could do, their unique capabilities?
That's a fair point to raise. But I think the innovation really happens inside the servers themselves, not the protocol. The protocol is just the plumbing, right? The cool part is how scalable it is. You can run like dozens of these little MCP servers on your machine, giving the AI access to GitHub, Notion, a web browser, all at the same time.
And you mentioned anyone can create an MCP server. What does that unlock for, say, internal company tools?
Oh, it's huge. You can connect your AI not just to public stuff like GitHub, but to your company's private systems, internal databases, you name it. You build the server, you control the access.
Right. So circling back to standardization being key, how much easier does this actually make things for, like, the average user compared to those older plugin systems that were tied to one specific AI?
It simplifies things dramatically. It really does feel like just stacking Lego blocks of data together.
Yeah.
Now, to actually use these servers, you need what's called a client program. That's the app where you're talking to the AI. Right now, the two main ones you'll see are Cursor, that AI-focused code editor, and Claude Desktop, which is Anthropic's official app.
Okay, so the client is the interface where I type my prompts. But the MCP server itself is like a separate little program running quietly in the background.
Exactly right. The client knows how to ask for information, and the MCP server knows how to go get it from GitHub, Notion, wherever, and bring it back in a way the AI can understand. And setting it up usually just involves editing a small config file. Could be mcp.json or Claude Desktop config.json.
So you're essentially just telling the client app where to find that background server program, pretty much. And the setup code itself looks remarkably similar for almost all servers. You give it a name you'll recognize, like GitHub. Then you tell it the command to run, maybe npx or docker. You can add args, which are just extra instructions for that command. And then the really important part, the n section, nv, environment variables. That's where the secrets live, right? API keys, personal access tokens. You know, I have to admit, I still sometimes wrestle with the best way to manage API keys and environment variables securely. It always feels a little precarious, my flaws. That's my vulnerability for the day.
No, it's a common feeling, definitely. But the end structure actually helps with that security concern. This is where you need to put those secrets. An API key is usually just that long string of characters giving access. But often, especially for things like GitHub, you'll use a personal access token or a PID.
What's the difference with the PID? Why use that instead of just an API key?
Well, a PID is often platform specific, like for GitHub. But the key difference is scope. You can configure a PID to have very limited permissions, like maybe can read issues, but it absolutely cannot delete code. That built-in limitation is a security win right there.
Okay. So, thinking about security, what's the biggest advantage of using that standard end field for these secrets rather than, I don't know, embedding them somewhere else in the config?
It's about keeping them separate and contained. Secrets are safely compartmentalized, which significantly limits the risk if something goes wrong elsewhere.
All right, let's dive into some of the tools specifically for developers. There seem to be four key servers focusing on code, context, and operations or DevOps.
Yeah, first up, the GitHub MCP server. This one's all about cutting down on that constant switching between your editor and the GitHub website. The AI can work directly with your repos, issues, pull requests.
And the value isn't just looking at code, right? It's about taking action. You could literally tell the AI, hey, create a new issue in my awesome app repo, title it, add user auth, and assign it to me, and poof, it happens.
Exactly. It automates those little, tedious, but necessary tasks. Assigning reviewers, summarizing what changed in a complicated pull request, maybe even drafting release notes by looking at the commits. You stay right in your coding environment.
Okay, moving from writing code to actually running it, there's the Docker Hub MCP server. Docker, for anyone maybe not familiar, is that tool that packages apps into these things called containers so they run the same way everywhere.
Right, and this server lets the AI manage those containers. Think of it as smart automation for your operations. Instead of needing to remember those long, complex Docker commands, which port maps to where, which image version to pull you, just ask the AI.
Like, run a new Nginx web server container, call it my web server, and map port 8080 on my machine to port 80 inside the container.
Precisely. The AI figures out the exact command and runs it for you. Super helpful for setting up consistent development environments without memorizing arcane commands. Now, this next one sounds really interesting, the Context7 MCP server. You said it tackles the old code problem with AI. Yeah, this one hits close to home for a lot of developers, I think. How many times have you gotten code from an AI, a React hook, a Python function, only to find out it was outdated 6 months ago? It's a huge time sink.
Tell me about it.
Context7 aims to fix that. It makes sure the AI has the up-to-date documentation specifically to the exact version of the library you're actually using in your project right now.
Whoa, okay, so it's not just general documentation lookup. It knows you're using, say, React 19.0.2,
Yeah.
and it pulls docs relevant only to that version.
That's the idea. It contextualizes the information to your specific environment, turns the AI from just a source of ideas into a genuinely accurate current collaborator.
So if I ask for a React 19 component using the new use hook.
Context7 helps ensure the code you get is current and correct for React 19. Less time debugging code that was based on old information. The code is more likely to just work.
Okay, and the last one in this developer group is the Gibson AI MCP server for databases.
Yeah, specifically for managing serverless SQL databases. The key here is that it gives the AI full context about your database schema, the tables, the columns, the relationships. It's not just guessing.
So instead of just asking for generic SQL, I can say, design me a database schema for a blog, users, posts, comments, and it would know enough to generate actual runnable SQL, including things like foreign keys.
Exactly. Because Gibson AI feeds it the context of your existing database, or helps design a new one with proper structure, the SQL it generates is much more likely to be correct and optimized. It's context-aware development, right in your IDE. Okay, thinking about these four, GitHub, Docker, Context7, Gibson AI, which one do you think offers the biggest potential time savings by cutting down on that manual context switching developers do all day?
That's tough. My gut reaction was Context7, because fixing bugs generated by outdated AI suggestions takes so much time. But then again, GitHub lets you skip opening the browser entirely for issues, PRs, assignments. That's not just fixing a bug, that's eliminating a whole workflow step. Maybe GitHub.
That's a really good point. GitHub tackles workflow friction, reducing the number of steps. Context 7 tackles accuracy friction, reducing debugging time. Both huge time savers, just attacking different parts of the problem.
Okay, so we've covered how MCP can help with code. Now let's shift focus a bit to organization and collaboration, moving beyond the code editor into tools like Notion and Figma.
Yeah, let's start with the Notion MCP server. Notion's become that all-in-one workspace for so many people, right? This server hooks the AI directly into Notion's API.
And the goal here is automating structure, it sounds like. So you could prompt the AI, maybe create a new page in my meetings database, set the title, date, attendees, and add a standard to-do list section.
Exactly. And the AI handles actually creating the page, filling in the properties, adding the structured blocks. It helps automatically organize meeting notes, project plans, research, gets everything into the right place with the right tags without you having to manually clean it up later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then moving over to design, the Figma MCP server. Figma is the standard for UI UX design. This server lets the AI actually read and understand the components within a Figma file. It does. And this is where you really see that gap between design and development starting to close. Imagine asking the AI, find the primary button component in our design system file, tell me its color, padding, and font details, and then write the React code for it using styled components.
So the AI isn't just spitting out generic button code. It's generating code that specifically matches the current design specs from Figma.
Precisely. It's aiming for that one-step design-to-code workflow. Think of the time that saves engineers trying to get things pixel-perfect according to the design.
Definitely. Okay, and the last one in this group, browser-based MCP server. This one sounds a little different. It gives the AI control over a web browser. Like a real browser in the cloud.
Yeah, this one is pretty wild. It enables the AI to perform complex actions on websites that simple web scraping just can't handle.
Right.
We're talking about navigating through dynamic JavaScript-heavy sites, filling out multi-step forms, maybe even clicking through login pages or paywalls if needed.
Wait, hold on. Browser-based lets the AI act like a user. Log in, add things to a cart, submit forms. That's more than just data gathering.
It really is. It's like giving the AI hands to interact with the web.
Whoa. Okay. Imagine scaling that. Using automated browsing to track like a billion competitor price changes in real time. Or automatically testing every single user journey through your web app simultaneously. The potential scale is mind-boggling.
It's incredibly powerful. Absolutely. And that power definitely comes with the need for responsible use.
Right. So given how powerful browser-based is, letting AI automate these complex web interactions, what's the really critical ethical consideration that jumps out?
You absolutely have to stick to ethical data scraping practices and respect website terms of service. Don't automate interactions that are explicitly forbidden. Okay, let's wrap up with the last few specialized servers. These focus more on real-time data and structured thinking. First is the Bright Data MCP server. This one's about getting live public web data into the AI.
This sounds like how you break free from the AI's static training data, right? You could ask it, use Bright Data, go to Yahoo Finance and tell me Apple's current stock price and market cap.
Exactly. The AI uses Bright Data to fetch that real-time info and give you the current answer. Super useful for tracking markets, comparing competitor prices live, things like that.
Then there's one called the Sequential Thinking MCP server. You mentioned this one is popular. It forces the AI to think step by step.
Yeah, this one's fascinating from an AI reasoning perspective. It essentially makes the AI outline its thought process for complex problems. Instead of just jumping to an answer, it has to lay out the logical steps it took to get there.
So it adds a layer of rigor, helps with planning or breaking down complex problems, and you can actually see how the AI arrived at its conclusion, like showing its work on a math problem.
That's a great analogy. It enforces a certain discipline on the AI's output. You're not just getting a final answer, you're getting a checkable chain of reasoning, which honestly can really increase your trust in the outcome, especially for complicated tasks.
Okay, that makes sense. So does this sequential thinking server actually make the AI fundamentally smarter? Or is it more about making it more disciplined and transparent in how it works?
It's much more about enforcing discipline and transparency. It lets you, the user, verify the logical path the AI took.
Got it. And finally, there are a couple focused on communities and communication. The Reddit MCP server and the Discord MCP server.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The Reddit one lets the AI analyze subreddits, you could ask it, to find emerging trends in a specific community, gauge sentiment on a topic, or do quick market research without manually reading thousands of posts.
And Discord, similar idea, but for team communication.
Yeah, summarizing long conversations in your team's channels, maybe identifying action items that were discussed. Both are really about distilling insights from large volumes of conversational text.
So wrapping this all up, the big idea with the Model Context Protocol isn't just some minor update. It feels more like a fundamental shift in architecture.
I think so too.
It gives us a simple, standard way to plug all these real-world tools directly into our AI models. And the simplicity really is key. You figure out how to set up one server, get your API key or PAT sorted, and then adding more skills, more tools becomes really easy. It genuinely transforms the AI from that smart but isolated chef into a fully integrated assistant that can use all your other tools.
It builds a more dynamic workflow, doesn't it? It makes the AI actually part of your whole process, not just this separate thing you consult occasionally.
Exactly. You're combining the AI's brain power with the real-time capabilities of your specialized tools. Best of both worlds. So here's a thought to leave you with. If AI can truly seamlessly access and act on all your tools, your code on GitHub, your designs in Figma, your notes in Notion, your team chat in Discord, does that constant friction of switching between apps, that endless alt-tabbing, does that finally start to disappear? MCP certainly points towards that future.
So maybe the place to start is to just pick one server. Find one that tackles a daily annoyance you have. Maybe it is the Notion server for organizing notes, or Context 7 if you're a developer tired of outdated code suggestions. Give it a try. Explore the setup. You might be surprised how much more useful your AI becomes almost immediately.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.